Well, small business was looking to last night's federal budget for more help to alleviate pressures on the sector, which have mounted, particularly since the conflict in the Middle East. Supply chains have been significantly disrupted or become more costly since the conflict began in February. The Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, COSBOA, says the Treasurer has delivered what's best described as a mixed bag for the sector. While the instant asset write-off becoming permanent from July 1 has been welcomed, COSBOA wants extensive consultation before changes to the capital gains tax and the taxation of trusts are introduced to Parliament. COSBOA's Chief Executive, Skye Cappuccio, joins me now. Skye, let's start with the good news from small business perspective. You've given a green tick for the instant asset write-off being made permanent. That was pretty high on your pre-budget submission, but what difference does a write-off of $20,000 make when you'd been calling for a write-off of $150,000?
Yeah, thanks, Sally. That's a really good question. Permanency here is definitely important, and that's something that we've been calling for many years. It gives small business the opportunity to plan ahead and to plan their investments and how they're going to grow. But you're right, the existing $20,000 threshold simply doesn't reflect the real cost of doing business or enable meaningful investment for many small businesses. For a tradie, be a vehicle or equipment that's needed to take on more work, and that's going to cost more than $20,000. For a small food producer or manufacturer, it might be machinery that increases production that needs to be upgraded. And again, that's going to cost more than $20,000. So we definitely welcome the permanency, but would prefer a more realistic threshold.
Is there as much focus on small business in this budget that you were expecting?
Look, that's a really good question. As you said from the top, it really is a mixed bag for small business. There's some really encouraging measures to support small business productivity, particularly by very red tape. So the commitment from the government to reduce the regulatory burden by over $10 billion each year is really welcome. This takes, you know, this gives small business back time. Currently, small business owners are working on average 6 to 10 hours on compliance activity each and every week. So the more time we can give them back from that activity to work in and on their business is really important. So those sorts of measures are very welcome. There's also been some tax system relief announced, including the loss carryback, which will allow companies to claim back taxes paid in previous years during a year of loss. So those things are encouraging for small business, but there is serious concern, and there'd be a lot of small business owners waking up this morning, I think, with a furrow in their brow about what the changes to the CGT discounts and what the changes to family trusts and the taxing of family mean for small business.
Tell me more about the concerns there.
Let's start with family trusts. So the budget last night announced that there'd be a 30% minimum tax rate on trust distributions. I think it's really important to recognise that trusts aren't just used by high wealth individuals. They're quite a common mechanism used by small family businesses. And for many of those small family businesses, this will effectively increase the tax they're paying each and every year. And it comes at a time when they're really experiencing quite significant pressures. It was fantastic to see that there was a carve out of agricultural businesses, but this only helps some small businesses, not all.
You've also called for delays to the delivery of the proposed $250 tax offset for working Australians. Why?
We don't think that needs to be delayed. In fact, we'd be delighted if that was brought forward. That's a welcome initiative. It applies to workers and to the 1.7 million sole traders, so small business owners working. It's not scheduled to come in until 2028 tax year, and we would very much welcome that coming in earlier.
Is there enough here in basic and practical measures to help improve productivity for small business?
Look, there are some very welcome elements that will enhance productivity, particularly, as I said, those things that reduce the regulatory burden and the permanency of the instant asset write-off. But we need more. I mean, ultimately, to really drive growth and small business productivity, we need more comprehensive tax reform.